You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Aha, now, I'm just assuming that none of the chat that we had off-air has been recorded, Don and Ivan, because last week we got into a... could have gotten into a heap of trouble, but apparently we didn't. A bit similar to Rebecca Madden and who's the other bloke that was on with her?
Mike Amor.
Just thought they were off-air speaking about Novak Djokovic and said he was an arsehole, lying arsehole.
With your body language.
I think we need to... That's the one.
What happened then, Ivan?
What do you do? Do we start again?
No, I tell you what we're doing. I was distracted by your phone ringing, Don.
Well, I was more interested in your body language. You're far more competent at it and far more relaxed.
I'm not relaxed.
The hands... you are.
Well, your phone rang. Why did the phone ring?
Because I left it on. I've turned it off.
Oh, really? So, we've got a very busy day, Don. I hope you're up and about, because we're going to speak to Ian Cook.
He's good.
He's in Brisbane.
Good.
And Andrew Rule did a terrific article.
Fantastic.
Did a terrific article on iCook Foods about how it's sort of just petered out a bit, but he's resurrected it. Very excellent article by Andrew Rule, who's a star.
Do you know that article was offline for something like 6 hours? I went looking for it. I got somebody to help me. They couldn't find it. Why would it be taken down for 6 hours, then reposted? That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yes, that is interesting.
Well, yeah, just think on that.
Okay.
And the other interesting thing, when it was released, or that story, it was midst of the Djokovic... arrival in town. So do you think they did it on purpose, or was it just coincidence? So the Djokovic thing covered over the iCook Foods.
Wait till we get on to Djokovic. What a star that man is. He has shown how ridiculous the whole world is about what's going on, and he is fantastic.
Now, what are we doing this under sport or
no,
general?
No, I'm telling you what's happening. So we're speaking to iCook Foods from Brisbane. Andrew Rule did a terrific article. We're going to ask Ian Cook about it. Andrew Rule's a great writer and wrote that book called Chance that we... previewed and spoke to Andrew. He's been on a couple of times on the show. And then we're going to speak to a man called Craig Gabriel. Now, Craig Gabriel is the quintessential tennis reporter. He has been reporting world tennis for 30 or 40 years. And I know of him. I don't know him. And Ben, the doctor, put us on to Craig.
How is Ben?
Ben, the doctor, put us on to Craig.
I said, how is Ben, Dr. Ben, Casey?
I'm about to just tell you, Don. The doctor.
Well, we haven't heard from him.
The doctor put us...
What's he doing?
Ivan, the doctor put us on to... the doctor put us on to Craig because Craig Gabriel... Ben, the doctor, was going to come on today, but he apologised. He was going to start back from the new year, but he apologised. He apologised because he had an opportunity to take his little nipper out on a fishing... I think they're out trying to catch marlin. He's spending a lot of time away from Jody these days. I'm not sure how that's going. I presume things are... they're just doing separate things with their offspring during, man things, catching marlin, and maybe Jody doesn't want to sit on the back of the boat hauling.
How do you know that Jody's not out there with him?
Because he said he was going out with his son. He had been invited with him and his son, by a fisherman to go out, and he didn't want to pass up the opportunity. And I don't think Jody would be putting on the galoshes and the heavy gloves to haul in marlin. You know, they're like weigh half a ton, the marlin. I'm not sure. I have not met Jody. I've not seen her. I'm not sure if she's a powerful.
They renewed their nuptials, didn't they? A couple of years ago, or 12 months ago.
I don't think that included.
Why would you do that?
Marlin fishing. Anyhow, so he's out. So that's why. He's not on, the doctor. He apologised profusely, but he put us in touch with Craig Gabriel, who I texted, Don, while you're down there just doing nothing. I've been rounding
people. Oh, I know.
Up.
You work so hard.
And then we've got in coming in for an interview, we've got a lass. I can call her a lass. She's a woman. I know her. She's not. Her pronouns are her.
They?
Her, no, she and her, she is a woman, and her name is Tiffany Cherry, and she has been, I think she's married, but she goes under her professional name, and she has just been made Head of Female Engagement for Golf Australia. I don't know what that
means. That's a good one, engagement.
But I saw her at the lights in Macar.
You what? You what? You what? You saw?
What's
you
that
saw her at the lights?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
What am I talking about? What part of that don't you understand?
The lights.
Yeah, I saw her at the lights in my car. The traffic lights.
What was she standing on? You saw her? Oh, you mean traffic lights? Sorry. You didn't qualify. You didn't use the noun. Adjective.
I saw her at the lights in Macar. What other lights would I see her at? Seriously, what other lights? The skipping girl lights?
Traffic. You didn't put in the word traffic. Vinegar.
What?
Traffic. You didn't put in traffic lights.
But why would I have to put in traffic? I saw her at the lights in my car. What would you think that means, Ivan?
Yeah, I don't know what to think anymore.
You freaking moron.
When are you going back to work, Ivan?
Ivan,
I've got
two
more weeks.
Oh, thank bloody God for that.
Ivan, someone said to me, a few people have said to me, I've got a few people to mention as well. A few people, one of them who I'm going to mention, said, now, Ivan, I know why you call him Ivan. I said, well, Don thinks he looks like the...
No.
Don, you don't think he looks like...
He does, but...
Don thinks he looks like that disgraceful piece of crud, the late Ivan Milat, so we've called you Ivan, not as a insult to the people who Ivan Milat slaughtered, but just you look like him, and so we call you Ivan, and...
That's why I don't wear a hat.
And then someone said, what happens if he looked like Adolf Hitler? Because people can look like Adolf Hitler. They have a moustache and they comb. And would you call him Adolf? Mm. And I said, there's a good point. Mm. If you look like Adolf Hitler, would we say, now, Adolf, what have you been doing?
Yeah, you would.
You would, yeah.
Well, would you? I'm not sure you
would. Well, I haven't come across too many Adolfs.
Well, no one in the world is called Adolf these days because of that very reason, unless you've been named Adolf before Hitler came on the scene in the 30s.
There wouldn't be too many left.
There wouldn't be. No one would call. So, but Don, if Ivan looked like Adolf Hitler, would you call him Adolf?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
you would, yeah. So, anyhow, so...
The only distinguishing thing with Hitler is the moustache.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing that distinguished him. Now, Ivan's got all the charm, all the looks not unlike Hitler, but without the charm. Now, Don... So I saw Tiffany Cherry at the lights in my car. I can't explain that any more clearly. And she, because I'm...
You wound the window down?
No, I had...
You had the hood down or the roof off?
Yep, all that, Don. Why don't you go on with how
I've just come in and I see the roof off the car and you would have pulled up at the lights with the roof down.
That's right.
Hey, Tiffany.
No.
Whoa, no, Tiffany, no. What are you doing? We're short of a guest.
No, Don, that's not how it happened. Oh. I was at the lights in my car, as I said, and I had the hood down, had the top off. She didn't have her top off because she wasn't driving a convertible car. So, and she had a little...
And it was sunny.
What? So she said, hello, Sam. And I said, Oh, g'day, how are you?
Tiffany, or didn't you recognise her?
I did recognise her.
Well, why didn't you say hello, Tiffany?
Well, because I said, how are you? You don't have to call people by their name. She didn't say hello, Sam. She said, hey, how are you? And I said, oh, g'day. So I don't know why.
Similar to Don at the...
Why am I explaining?
At the cafe, similar to Don, where he just says, hey, you, give me this.
So anyhow, I said, what are you doing? She said, I've just been appointed the... what did I say? The...
Female Engagement Officer.
Head of Female Engagement for Golf Australia. I said, well, come on and chat to us on the podcast. And the lights went green and off she went and she said... I said, text me your number, which she did. And
she'd be a bit reticent to come on, though, wouldn't she?
Why would that be?
Well, because of the questions we'd ask.
Well, what questions would we be asking?
Well, and you would have given us some sage advice. It's the answers you give, Tiffany.
That's correct.
Well, that's your standard.
Why would she be reticent about the questions you're going to ask her about golf engagement with women?
You'd delve diversity in other places and areas.
What?
You'd engage in other areas and ask her more than that.
Well, of course I'll ask her more than that, but because we're getting a profile on her who's just been appointed. So anyhow, that's coming up. I was speaking to someone said to me. I was speaking to a lass called. We've mentioned this woman before, Nola Remmers. She is an interior designer. And she said, the podcast's going well. And I said, oh, good on you, Nola. She's a... I don't know how... if we'll get put off air for me saying this.
No, well, don't say it if it's a little risque.
It's not risque, Don.
Well, don't say it.
Why not?
Because you have already...
You don't know what I'm going to say. She's a good-looking, striking woman. Is that all right to say that? Is that all right? She's a very good-looking woman. Can we say that still in this day and age?
I don't know if you're condescending or...
Well, condescending. If it's a fact, if she is good-looking, are you allowed to say that?
I think Nola Remmers is a very good-looking woman, and she's an interior designer. We've mentioned her before, and I said if you had any designing needed to be done in your interior, Don... And Nola could be the person I could put you in touch with.
I just need it tidied, the interior tidied.
She's not trained to be a maid at the Holiday Inn. She is a interior designer. She won't come and tidy your joint up or your place, in fact. Now, so that's Nola, and she listens. And then a man called James Hampshire. I know what you're going to say, and you'd be right.
Really?
It's Bluey Hampshire's son. Bluey and Ian and...
Bulldogs player, Ian Hampshire.
No, Geelong.
He used to do
all the heavy work. What happened was that he would come in Polly Farmer when he started coaching and put Newman and Hampshire in the ruck together and they'd jump. So it was two against one at the centre bounce. And so Bluey would do all the hard work, like knock the opponent out of the way at the centre bounce, and his lordship would come over and take the accolades because it was two on one.
Anyhow, James Hampshire is Ian, the late Ian Hampshire, and Jan Hampshire's son. And he walks along, I think she said, because I was speaking to her, she walks along, he walks along Beaconsfield Parade. If you're living in Israel, that's a road that goes along beside the bay down in the boulevard. And he listens to the show. This is a shout out to James. And there's another woman who...
You could also tell James that you have retarded his father's progress into AFL or VFL football it was in those days. He played a lot of games in the twos and was best on the ground in the twos, but your lordship was in the first and you just wouldn't allow him in.
Yes.
So Bluey, so you really did stifle Bluey's career, but he did blossom when he went to Footscray.
That's absolutely true, Don. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have played poorly or dead so that Bluey could take my place in the side. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Don. I did. I probably did stifle his career, but he moved on to coach Footscray and also play for them. And he's a very good man, and I knew him well, and I know Jan well, and James is his son, and he's.
Is he a plumber? His son?
I don't know what he is, Don. And then there's another woman called Deborah. She listens, Deborah Atkins. And she said sent me some very interesting material about... Remember we were speaking about Lydia Thorpe?
Oh, yes.
Person masquerading as a intelligent...
Politician.
Intelligent person, politician. She sent me some stuff on her that make your hair curl.
Like what?
No, well, I won't say. Anyhow.
Oh, jeez. Well, don't say it.
Oh, well, here, I was about to say about Nola Remus. I said, oh, no, I'd like to say something about Nola. No, don't say it in case I said, well, I don't think we can get into trouble. Well, don't say it. So now that I'm said you can make your hair curl about Lydia Thorpe, say, go on, what about it? I was only just saying Nola Remus was a good-looking woman. And you said, oh, well, that's all right. So you want me to go on with Lydia Thorpe?
Well, she's dug a grave for herself, Lydia Thorpe, with what she said and how she's acted in Parliament.
That's right.
They add a little bit more because I don't think that the hole could be much deeper for Lydia Thorpe.
Oh, I think we've only just stepped into the hole.
If really?
You, have a look at some of the stuff that I've been sent. Now, so anyhow, that's how that's
So you, will you show me off air?
Of course, Don. That's Deb and Jimmy and Nola. And I was down getting a coffee because nothing's open at... Have you ever heard of Hurricane Handsome?
What? Where the fuck is Hurricane Handsome?
Hurricane Handsome is a coffee shop on Bay Street. You've been to it.
Have I?
Yeah, you've been to it because nothing... And I walked in there and there's a very... Hey, I'm going to say this again. There's a very good-looking young girl there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say boy.
Well, I'm using my judgment. This is a very good-looking young girl. And she's inked up. She's got...
She's ink. What? She's what? Inked up.
Inked.
Got the tats.
Oh,
got the tats.
What do you think I said?
Well, anyway, I'm trying to put a picture together.
She's a very good looking girl. I'm assuming she's a girl. She looks like a girl. She speaks like a girl. No, well, she's
what's the name of the place? Hop Harrigan's.
No, Hurricane Handsome.
Oh, Hurricane Handsome. It's a coffee shop in Bay
Street.
You've
been to it, you.
Oh, I have not.
You have so. You've been there with me. So, anyhow.
What is that? The okay.
Was it good coffee?
Well, it was.
No, we're more interested in Hop Harrigan.
It was good because this girl made it. No, it was good. So she said, how's your day going? This is at 6:30. I said,
well, you're an early riser.
She was being polite. She said, how's your day going? And I said, well, it sort of hasn't quite started, but I said, I'm just doing, going to do a podcast. She said, oh, yeah. What's it called? And I said, it's called You Cannot Be Serious. And she said, is it funny? And I said, well, I don't know the name even. And she said, and I said, well, I'm not sure if you, that's up to people who listen to it. I said, but we're very successful. She said, oh, I'll have a listen. And I
what's
said,
what's the name again?
What?
What's the name again?
What's her name?
Yes.
I don't know what her name
is. Oh, you, why didn't you say you're giving a shout out to her?
I'm not giving a shout out to her. I'm just saying I was speaking to a very good looking young woman who's inked up at Hurricane Handsome. And I said, you should listen to our podcast. So, Don, what I'll do is I'll probably go back next week after she probably won't listen to it. And I'll ask her for some feedback from a young, well, she'd be young millennial woman who, a person, girl, and I'm telling you, if she's not a girl, I'm going to toss it in. So there we are. So that's what we're doing today, Don.
So when you go down for a coffee to Hurricane Harry's...
We'll go after this.
And you look for an inked up woman.
Look for anyone.
Ivan and you and I, Don. After this, we'll go down to Hurricane Handsome's. And I'll show you. Well, I won't point her out.
Why not?
I'll point her out to you, but not in front of her. I'll say,
why?
That's her there.
Yeah.
And you'll say, oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Was she wearing a mask?
A big pun?
Was she wearing a mask?
Why would she be wearing a mask?
Actually, that's a very good question, Ivan. She actually...
You didn't ask her to take it off and say you look pretty, did you?
That's what you did, Don.
What?
That's what you did up at that coffee shop that we were at last week.
I wanted to know...
That girl came out, a girl called Sandy. Sandy?
Sandy, yeah.
She came out and she had a mask on and you said...
Well, she was intriguing. I didn't know what nationality she was. Did you find out?
Yes, you found out. She told you. Yes, you did.
She wouldn't take it off.
So Don, here's a quick lesson in...
etiquette?
And diplomacy in this day and age. So this girl comes out, will she be 20?
20?
She wouldn't be any more than 20.
And she How do you know she had a mask on?
No,
Have you revisited that shop?
I've seen it.
It's under the building Ivan and I live in.
Oh, so you go down there. Oh, well, you've got an unfair advantage. You too?
What, of seeing what she looks like?
Yes.
No, that's not the point of this story, Don. It's not story, this fact. So Sandy comes out with a mask on because she's required to have a mask. And Don said, tell me if I'm making this up, Ivan, will you?
Don said,
hello. You're a good-looking person, woman, girl. And she said, hello. And Don said, take your mask off. And I said, Don, please. Yeah, I said, Sandy, don't take your mask off. Yes, I want to have a look at your face. And I said, it's Sandy there at that stage has gone bright puce.
Purple. How would you know she's got the mask on?
Well, I could see her flushed up under her eyes and her ears started to glow. Red they were. And I said, Sandy, take no notice of him. Leave your mask on. And she said, and then that got her, she said, do you want to
I think it was the first day at work, wasn't it?
It was the second
day. It was the first week.
Yeah, it was the first week.
She was pretty nervous
after that. She said, you said, take your mask off. She thought, I wonder if he's from Border Patrol or immigration. I don't know how long she'd been here. And I said, and Don said, where are you from? And she said, I'm to Philippines. And she thought...
Thailand.
Oh, was that the Philippines?
Yeah, we thought... Yeah, sorry, moving along.
Thailand? Is Thailand in the Philippines?
Yep, next door.
Oh, next door. Yeah. So at that stage, I reckon Sandy's brain is ticking over thinking, shit, this man's from Border Patrol. I wonder if I've got the correct visa. Should I be here? Am I allowed to work? And so she scampered off. She shuffled off into the
kitchen,
the beanery where the coffee was made. And Don said, "No, a good-looking woman. I wanted to see her face." And I said, "Don, for God's sake, man, don't speak to people like that. We'll be arrested. There'll be a sort of a multiple arrest here. The coppers will turn up, put us in the back of a wagon. You're harassing people." Tony, I smoothed that over.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you were there.
Well, I was there. So then I was in the company. Now, wait till we get on to Djokovic. Djokovic is going to become a hero. He is going to point out how absolutely futile and nonsensical this whole COVID Omicron. Do you know the vaccines are completely useless against Omicron? They reckon half of Europe is going to get Omicron. Djokovic, they said, lied. Lied. The government have been lying to us. The American and Australian governments and this state has been lying to us since the outset. It is absolute nonsense. They've closed down the entire world and this state over bullshit. Everyone is probably going to get in some form or another Omicron or COVID. And we closed the state down here when we had 5 cases. Now we have 50,000 a day and they're still saying put a mask on. The masks are useless. That social distancing is useless. This started off, Don, I'm going to get on my high horse. This started off when Dan Andrews said that they closed down the golf courses and he said, if me not playing golf... it sounds like you. If me not playing golf saves one life, then so be it. That was the most disgraceful nonsense I've ever heard. That's why I went and stood on the Parliament House steps and said, this is bullshit, you can't get COVID from going out playing golf. And they closed the whole state down and now they've opened everything up. We lost the grand final over bullshit. It is absolute nonsense. And Djokovic has said enough is enough. He might have lied about his visa. Who gives a fuck if he lied about his visa?
Oh, no, you can't lie about the visa. You can't lie about the visa.
So okay.
There's two different issues made a mistake there.
I didn't make a mistake.
You did. Cannot lie on your visa.
So why is the government lying?
I think the good thing about COVID is we have finally realised the type of people we've got in power. We have elected them. And we are at fault for electing them, and we should get more involved in politics because these people are inadequate, both at a state and federal level.
Then let's have yearly elections. Flick these idiots out. If they're no good, just get rid of
them. And the other thing I'd say is we've got to form an independent panel. I don't know how to make it up, but it's got to be an independent panel to appoint heads of various departments, such as the police force, judges and whatever else in the state that are not beholden to any political party.
The government, the health department, the World Health Organization have been lying to the whole world about what is going on, Don. And as for Djokovic not filling out his visa accurately, the government have been lying about just what is going on. He said if he hasn't got coronavirus and he's allowed to come into the country and he gets coronavirus, who's given it to him and how can he pass it on? The vaccine is completely useless against people getting
COVID.
What
about the other side of things too? What about the girl that they deported or sent back? Has she got a case now? No, because she probably hasn't and couldn't defend herself. He has got more money than what she has.
Well, hang on. So Djokovic got in on his visa application and they found out subsequently that it wasn't accurate. So where's the duty of care of the government before you let people in without checking people like
there's a conspiracy
Novak Djokovic. Of course there is. He's drawn attention to how fraudulent and corrupt this whole thing is.
Well, even Tennis Australia, the Victorian government and the federal government. They're all collusion.
Ivan and I know as much about corona as any health authority. We've been brainwashed, driven it into us. Why they count the number of corona cases, I've got no idea. They've admitted in America that they've now bodged up the figures about people who've died with corona. They said plenty of people have died with corona in America, but not because of it. But they don't put the because of it in because it doesn't make their figures and the bullshit that they're carrying on with. I hope Novak Djokovic is allowed to stay, fights it in the court, wins the tournament and goes home.
He'll stay because internationally our reputation shot if he goes.
They're in a catch-22. Internationally, our reputation is shot if you let someone stay in who I actually don't think he will be allowed to play, but that's... I think he'll be sent home because...
No, yeah, they couldn't.
Good, I hope so.
But who did this initially? Was it Djokovic who made the application or was it Tennis Australia saying, please come here?
No, of course the Tennis Australia want him to come. Craig Tilley wants him to come. Why wouldn't you want the number one?
Okay, well, who wins to go? Who's to blame?
So this is what they're doing. They're passing the buck between all three of them, the federal government, Victoria and Tennis Australia. And they know it's all going to go pear-shaped and no one wants to get holding the parcel.
Don, if ever I was thinking of changing my not voting for a political party...
Are you a stuck-in voter, are you?
I am.
I cannot understand people...
If you follow a political party,
no. You've got they're at fault too. Do you think they're above reproach?
I was about to say.
You're an idiot.
You just didn't. Did you know what I was going to say?
Yes.
What was I going to say?
You're going to talk about your political party, which I would say would be liberal.
I wasn't going to, but I said, if ever anything made me change my vote to vote for another political, that was what I was about to say, and you just went off on a tangent. That would make me almost change my vote to vote for a different political party. If they send Novak Djokovic back after all this nonsense, what sort of pathetic country, what sort of numbskulls? I could run a country better than what's going on in this state. I could run this state better. Do you know who we need in this country and in this state?
Joe
we need
Bielke
someone
Peterson.
Like Donald Trump.
Well, what about Joe Bielke
any
Peterson?
Of this bullshit? This we have been lied to. They have fabricated the figures. The vaccine. There's kids now being injected, 5 and 6 and 7 year olds. What the? That is just so nonsensically stupid. People are going to get flu and they're going to get COVID and they're going to get Omicron and everyone in the world's going to get it eventually. So what are we doing? Closing down civilization as
we know
it. The
other thing is, nobody's got back to the source or blamed the source or found that actually come out. I think they're really frightened, and the world, to me, is very dependent on China.
Absolutely.
And they will not upset them, and China have done it very, very well by being the source of a lot of goods and services that are required around the world. And unless they develop somebody else, maybe India, to become the next China.
Africa. Maybe.
Well, maybe Africa, but certainly the Indians have got a real work ethic.
40 minutes for you to make a very, very intelligent and correct point.
I was going to make another one too.
No, well, hang on, don't overdo
we
it.
We've gone for 40 minutes already.
Your brain might explode. You are quite right. The Chinese coronavirus came from the Wuhan lab. That is beyond reproach now. And they reckon the Omicron is another variant that's come from the lab or come from China. And we cut them some slack. They've got off scot-free. Except Donald Trump pointed this out. And as soon as Trump pointed it out, in America they said, oh, no, that's not the case.
Scott Morrison did too.
And now they've reversed all that now because they're at the fait accompli. It's quite obvious. I hope Novak Djokovic gets here to play. I hope he's allowed to play because he's drawn attention to the fraudulent corruption that's going on about all of this. And led by Dan Andrews saying, oh, you can't play golf, and yet employs a bogus quarantine company that killed 900 people here when the number of deaths in
security
all the
security company, you mean?
Yes. What did I say?
Quarantine company.
Well, a security company, but presented a bogus security.
They've gone broke too, I think.
Appointed
Who's that?
United Security or
appointed
whatever.
Do you know we have 180 security guards, 3 shifts, 8 hours, 100, 80, 80 and 80. That's 240.
What, 80 and 80?
And we've got two people in our hot hotel. We've only got one hotel left here in Melbourne, hot hotel, because we're making that immigration centre. And we've got two people.
So
it's a farce.
What, in the hotel?
Yep.
I thought there were more than two.
Nope, there was
two. So here's the man who says, originally, Don, you can't play golf, and yet appoints a bogus security company which is responsible, along with the government, for 900-odd deaths in this state when the number of deaths in all the other states never was over single digits. And you wonder why people like Novak Djokovic won't put up with this. And I tell you what, you can call him an arsehole, you can call him anything you like. He is leading the world to show how nonsensical all this crap is. Your life, everyone's life's been put on hold, and they just make it up, and they're liars. And here's an interesting thing. I wish I'd thought of this, but I didn't. Don, you know, there was a very good marketing ploy called that they used the first name of Scott Morrison and his second, and called him ScoMo, and it worked, didn't it? Really, and someone said the Labor Party should do that with Anthony Albanese. And so so Anthony is AN and Albanese is AL, so I don't think they'll go with anal. Do you reckon?
You never know. It might be a...
Anthony AN, Albanese AL, AN AL spells anal, as opposed to ScoMo and anal. What do you reckon, Don?
Good one.
It's a good one, isn't it? I wish I'd thought of it, but I didn't.
Hey, listen, can you're on a bloody tangent. What are you looking at the clock for?
Because we're going to put a call into our Ian Cook at 9 o'clock.
What's the time now?
Well, I'll let you know, Don.
Okay. Well, listen, driving up today, I was fascinated on Beach Road, which runs into the boulevard or the esplanade around the bay. And I was looking at the people walking their dogs and wondering what connection there is between, or does it give you an idea of what the person is because of the type of dog that they have? Have you ever thought, but you're not a dog person, you're a cat person.
Right.
Aren't you? Yeah. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm a cat person.
Why do you prefer cats to dogs? Now, that's an interesting one.
Because that's a good question, Don, because they don't suck.
What?
They don't suck. They are...
Suck?
Yeah, they're remote. They're superior. They don't give a stuff about you. They look after themselves.
So is that...
They bury their own litter, their shit. They don't piss everywhere. They don't sniff your agates. They don't hump your leg in the lift. They don't do lots of things. And they're independent things that actually are affectionate but don't give a stuff if they're not.
So would that sum you up?
Pretty much.
Yes. Yeah, so
I don't
what
piss
we
in
do-
the lift. I don't shit out in the footpath. I don't... Hump people in the lift? No, that probably sums
me up. You would have
humped
someone in the lift, surely.
Only one person ever.
Right, okay, good.
But that's many years ago up in Surfers Paradise.
Right. Now, is that on a footy trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually quite a feat, really.
Yeah. Why?
Because the function was on the 10th floor. We got in on the ground floor. By the time
yeah,
I got
but you're
to the 10th floor. I'd done the act, shot the bishop, and the whole shooting match was over, which got her
but
attention.
But that's your...
No, she thought that was fantastic.
You're like, Whittaker's wombat, eat roots and leaves.
That's it, yeah, no. So, Don,
you walked into the function as if nothing had happened?
Well, we did, yes.
We did.
Yeah,
you're an item.
Her and I.
Yeah.
An item. So, Don. Yeah. I just want to say this before you get on to
the dog. Well, I'd like to explore the dogs and
people. I just said, before I get on to the dog thing, this to finish the corruption that's going on, I met a man, I was in his company, called Hayden Burbank. He's a friend of my son's. Hayden is the man who went to jail.
Yeah, in Perth.
Yeah, because he went to the grand final.
Yeah.
They put him in jail.
That's right.
For 3 months.
Yep, absolute.
This is Mark McGowan, the Premier.
He's a clown.
What an insignificant, low IQ moron is Mark McGowan to put a bloke in jail when you have a look at what's going on with the Omicron and the COVID. He went over there. They put him in jail, and do you know who? I was speaking to him. I said, come on the podcast. He said, I just can't. He said, I'd like to. He said, but I can't because I've got another case coming up in the Northern Territory.
I was just going to say, what's happened to the Northern Territory case?
And he said he was put in a cell with, wait for this, he was put in a cell with the head of the biker gang, the Comancheros. He was in a cell with him.
So what?
For a man who went across the border.
So what's wrong with the bloke from the head of the Comancheros?
Well, would you like to be in
it wouldn't worry me.
It mightn't worry you, but it'd worry a lot of people.
Why?
But you never know what those people might do to you, Don.
What?
Do you think that the man from the Comancheros might be a very pleasant man?
Exactly right.
Yes. Why would he be in jail?
Well, just why would Mark Burbank...
He's probably innocent.
Well, Mark Burbank was in jail.
Yeah, okay. Well, we just don't know.
Not Mark.
The whole system's...
Hayden. Yeah. So fancy putting a man in jail for 3 months for going across the border, sneaking across the border pretending he didn't have COVID or whatever. I tell you, this is another example why Djokovic is pointing out how absolutely corrupt and stupid the world has gone. I tell you, I couldn't back that man any better, anymore. He is fantastic, and I hope he rips the bloody living suitcase out of the tennis and takes the trophy home and the $3 million that goes with it. He's pointed out, thank God, someone has the balls to stand up and say this is nonsense and it's crap. And if he lied on his visa, well, everyone's lied. The government have lied. They're filling us up with bullshit. Now, Don, about the dogs, go ahead.
No, don't worry about it.
No. All right. No, I want to do the dogs. Yes, no, we're going to ring off now and we're going to get Ian Cook on the line from Brisbane. It's going to take us about 10 minutes to work out how to plug the phone.
Take you 10 minutes.
Oh, well, you do nothing, Don.
I know that, yeah, but I realise, I know my situation. I'm number two.
No, you're not number
two. No. You've got to understand how the situation works. No, it's like Abbott and Costello.
No, it's not number two. You're not number
two. Lewis and Martin.
You're not number two, Don. What you are?
The Marx Brothers.
The two Ronnies?
I reckon they could have been about the same. They were on a par. Laurel and Hardy? Where would you put that? Who do you think the dominant character would have been, Laurel or Hardy?
Hardy, for sure.
Hardy. Yeah.
This is nothing about dominant.
Do you think so?
Yep. He was the fat one, wasn't he?
No, I think Laurel. I think Stan Laurel was the driver, wasn't he?
Don, this is nothing to do with who's...
Well, it is. It's about two people, a relationship between you and I.
I hadn't finished again, Don. I hadn't finished. This is nothing to do with who's the driver or who... This is about you taking no interest in trying to work out how the equipment works here and how to download it, upload it and put it to air. That's all this is about, Don, because you just wander in here and say, g'day, and leave it to me. And we recorded stuff last week off air... And I've just, Rebecca Madden, she's done the same thing. So we're going
What's
to ring
Rebecca
off.
Bannon
and hang on now. I'm going to ring off and I've got to press the button here. This is what we do. Just a minute now.
Get your notes.
Here we go. And then we're coming back with Ian Cook.